91X News.
It's minus 2 and lightly snowing at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm William Prue. Former Quinte West Mayor John Williams is the new honorary colonel for 8 Wing Trenton. CFB Trenton hosted the official change of appointment ceremony yesterday. Former honorary colonel Armin Quickert started off the ceremony. Quickert spoke briefly about some of the hardships soldiers face.
Families who are deployed across the globe today will not be home for Christmas.
Williams says he wasn't expecting to be appointed honorary colonel. He found out around 3 months ago. Colonel Dave Lowthian is the commanding officer at 8 Wing Trenton. He welcomed and congratulated Williams before repeating,
"Once an honorary colonel, always an honorary colonel."
Williams says he is honored to be able to put on the uniform and help our armed forces connect with the community. The fourth annual MAD Showcase was held last night at Loyalist. Media arts and design students planned the showcase, which displayed 10 local artists' work. One of those artists was 75-year-old Pauline Weber. She said she's excited to see Loyalist students involved in the artistic community.
It's different generations talking to each other, looking at what they're doing. Your president mentioned your art show in the spring, and I certainly want to come back and see what the students are doing.
The MAD Showcase will be open until next Wednesday, and next semester the students will host an art show with their own work. Charges have been laid against 5 men and 3 women from the Belleville area as a result of a series of search warrants executed earlier this month. The 8 people were arrested on December the 1st and are expected to appear in court over the course of the next 2 months. In the wake of the passing of hockey legend Jean Béliveau, QNET News spoke with longtime Montreal Gazette writer Dave Stubbs about his experience knowing the Habs great.
Over the years, as I continued to write about him and I got to know Mr. Béliveau and his wife very well, there was a really interesting and a very privileged bond that we formed. I think he understood that I was a great student and a great fan of the history of the game of hockey and specifically of the Montreal Canadiens.
Stubbs also believes that Béliveau did wonders for the game of hockey.
Anyone who has ever met him has told you that, I mean, he just was this wonderful, calm presence, and he was a great ambassador for the game and spoke very, very highly of the game of hockey, of his team, of his teammates.
Béliveau will be laid to rest in the Montreal area on December the 10th. There's some mixed earnings results out this morning from two of the county's big banks. Don Kelly has more.
CIBC is reporting a lower fourth quarter profit of $811 million. That's down from $825 million a year ago. But the bank reports its adjusted net income rose. And for the full year, it posted net income of $3.2 billion and a record adjusted profit of $3.7 billion. The TD Bank's fourth quarter profit rose to $1.746 billion. That fell well short of analysts' expectations, but its revenues increased from a year ago to well above estimates. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Sexual assault reports are up again in the U.S. military, but there is also a positive sign. Sagar Magani has the details.
Ahead of the Pentagon officially releasing the numbers today, officials tell the AP there were nearly 6,000 victims of reported sex assaults in 2014, an 8% jump from last year. Based on that data and an anonymous survey of troops, it appears victims are now far more willing to come forward, a welcome sign for a military that struggled with service members reluctant to report abuse for fear of retribution. That remains a problem, but officials say one in four victims filed a report this year, compared to one in 10 2 years ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The actress playing Peter Pan live tonight on TV says she knows some of you will watch just to see if it all goes horribly wrong. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Allison Williams, co-star of HBO's Girls and daughter of NBC News anchor Brian Williams, is playing Peter Pan.
I'm the luckiest girl, the luckiest boy girl in the world.
And since it's live, anything could happen.
A lot of people would tune in to watch me hit a wall or something. Unfortunately for them, I don't think I'm going to, but you can still watch and hope that it happens, and maybe it will, maybe you'll get lucky.
Last year, NBC's Live Sound of Music was a huge ratings hit. We'll see if Peter Pan can continue that success. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A Trenton teen wants to make Christmas a little more special for many sick children. QNET News reporter Taylor Broderick has the story.
13-year-old Sheridan Richardson from Trenton has set a big goal for herself. She hopes to raise $10,000 by December 12th.
When you think about it, 500 people giving $20 each, that's $10,000, so it didn't sound so crazy.
Richardson will buy gifts to donate to children spending Christmas in Sick Kids Hospital.
I did some research to see where I wanted to donate it to, and I thought Sick Kids was great because, you know, I'm a kid and I can relate to kids.
Connie Bleeker, an associate on the events team at the hospital, has talked to Richardson about the fundraiser.
Well, we were just extremely grateful for Sheridan thinking of Sick Kids, especially around the holiday season, and we're just really amazed that she's doing this fundraiser for us, and especially how young she is and that she's already thinking of giving back to others.
Richardson says even if she doesn't raise all the money, she will give it another go next year.
I just thought how sad and lonely it would be for to be sick over the holidays.
So far, the teen has raised over $2,000 and knows that whatever she can give is helping many sick children and their families.
It's a lot of money and a lot of stress too, so I thought I could help with that.
Taylor Broderick, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1209. Sports is next.
Elegance, sophistication, and aesthetics are all things you can find at Huff Estates. With their award-winning white, red, and sparkling wines, they have something for everyone. Experience all that Huff's has to offer, including the newly built outdoor tasting bar that overlooks the vineyard.
Book your tour today at huffestates.com, and don't forget to like Huff Estates Winery on Facebook for details and special promotions. Huff's, from passion grows excellence.
The Bulls pulled off a last-minute victory last night as they defeated the Ottawa 67s 5-4 at the Yardman Arena. Remy Elie netted a wrist shot that snuck under the blocker of 67s goalie Liam Herbst with a minute remaining in the game. Bulls forward Brett Gustafson scored twice in the contest and says the team's first period play was the key.
Our start was huge. You know, that's what we needed, and that's what we've been focusing on all season. And you know, to pop a couple tonight was good, but at the same time, you know, we stood with it, and a little adversity there in the third, and you know, just worked hard and got through it.
The game also marked the return of Bulls defenseman Adam Bignell. Bignell played for the Bulls last year but decided to start off the season at the university level, skating for the University of Waterloo. Bignell says it's quite the experience returning to Belleville.
It was a little weird. It was nice to see the same faces, and you know, it really felt like you know, I never left. It was just nice to get the win, and it's nice to get it all the way.
The Bulls head to Kingston to play the Frontenacs Friday night before hosting the Erie Otters on Saturday. Former Ottawa Senators captain Daniel Alfredsson officially retired this morning. While he spent last season with the Detroit Red Wings, the star Swede made his announcement in Ottawa. The 41-year-old will skate the warm-up with his former team tonight before they play the Islanders. He says a nagging back injury forced him to call it a quits.
Today, I officially retire as an Ottawa Senator, and another new chapter will begin tonight. As we say thank you to Ottawa, future may hold some role for me in hockey again, but not this year. This is one for my family, for my own life, and for reflecting on where we've been and deciding on what's next.
There were four games in the National Hockey League last night. The Habs were dropped by the Wild 2-1. Edmonton extended their losing streak to 11 with a 3-2 loss to the Jets. The Ducks beat the Flyers 5-4 in a shootout, and Chicago thumped St. Louis 4-1. The Florida Panthers have acquired defenseman Jesse Blacker from the Anaheim Ducks in exchange for defenseman Colby Roback. The Ducks are also giving Florida draft considerations. Blacker made his NHL debut last week with the Ducks before being sent back to the team's AHL affiliate. He has 5 assists in 15 AHL games this season and was Toronto's second-round pick in the 2009 draft. Roback had 3 assists and 25 penalty minutes in 42 games with the Panthers. Kyle Lowry's season-high 39 points helped the Raptors edge the Utah Jazz last night 123-104. Other winners in the NBA last night were Chicago over Charlotte, Washington over the Lakers, Boston over Detroit, Atlanta over Miami, and San Antonio over Brooklyn. And in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays traded relief pitcher J.A. Happ to the Seattle Mariners for outfielder Michael Saunders. The deal essentially closes the door for the possibility of re-signing free agent Melky Cabrera. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries this afternoon and a high of -3. Tonight, clear and low of, a low of minus 7 degrees. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of rain in the afternoon and evening and a high of plus 3. At 12:13, it's minus 2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm William Pugh. QNET News next on 91X, next at 1.